podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Welcome back, everybody. We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast, all the way from Southern California.
What are you looking at?
The computer to make sure it's recording. I'm looking for waveforms to make sure that all tracks have been engaged.
Interesting.
Yes. So anyways, it's been a minute.
Yeah, I feel like it's been forever.
It's been like 2.5 weeks, I think.
Boo.
But we've been busy. You know, we got the Thanksgiving thing that just happened.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanksgiving. I hope you ate all the turkeys.
We were going to try to do an episode just before Thanksgiving, but it didn't work out. And then we were going to try to do an episode hitting the streets with the sweets.
While at Thanksgiving.
At Thanksgiving vacation. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
So we're here. It's here we Tuesday, are. December 3rd. Welcome back.
And now you want to be lame.
I don't want to be lame.
You want to be lame. That's what you told me earlier.
No. Tonight we're going to kind of do a catch-up life update. We got some things coming up, some things going on, some things have happened, and I'm tired. So we need to figure out a better way of recording these. Instead of trying to record these at 10, 11 o'clock at night when I'm tired.
Like, yeah, we could just do like midday cocktails.
Like in the middle of work. I'm down. When I'm at work and I'm listening to someone else's podcast and I get like...
You have so much energy to do it. I get
invigorated. I'm like, okay, cool, cool. And you come home and I tell you, all right, tonight's the night. You know, fasten in, baby. Tonight's the night. And then like the hours start ticking and then all of a sudden it's 10. I'm like, mm. And you're like, you said we were going to do it.
Nutty nuts.
So we're here. We just make sure y'all didn't forget about us. We are Mr.
We didn't forget about you.
We didn't. So, quick recap.
Cheers.
I always forget that.
Fuck it.
Cheers, my love. Come on, bring it in.
And your drink is AI created.
It's, what was it called? The tropical...
I don't remember. But you put it into ChatGPT. You're all about that lately.
So, yes. Let me see what this fucking thing called. Tropical breeze cocktail. So it's nothing fancy.
So you can put, what did you do in ChatGPT to get it your drink?
I said, make me a cocktail using these ingredients.
So it just put all your ingredients but in a cocktail?
It sounds, yeah, it gave it a name.
So you're like, make a drink making Sprite, Malibu, and vodka. And it's all, okay, put in the cocktail, Sprite, Malibu, and vodka, and then call it a tropical what?
Tropical breeze? Babe, I don't know. So, for those that
they say AI is going to take over the world, I disagree.
One drink at a time. For those that of you that have been listening from the get-go, and to those of you that are fairly new, when we first started off this podcast, I mean, it still is a drinking podcast.
We still get drunk.
I mean, the last episode, I think we were pretty drunk because I was like slurring a lot.
Really?
Yeah, when I was listening back at the edit, like the next morning, I'm like, ooh. But hey, that's what we do. But anyways, when we first started this, We keep track. We try to do a different cocktail every single podcast. And it initially started with like, you know, very crazy cocktails, very tiki-tastic.
Some very common cocktails.
And we've kept them on our little notepad.
We kept a list.
So, I mean, it started, you know, we had everything from painkillers, Mihanas, woo-woos, rum runners, fat hookers, Jamaican me crazies, sand in your shorts, a WAP, liquid Novocaine, tonsil tickler. These are all drinks that we've been making. So we're starting to run out of cocktails. So, first of all,
text us if you have a good cocktail we should try. Give us a recipe.
Yeah, if you guys have a good cocktail, it can be anything. Like, you know, we have
you're a typically, you know what? I actually just realized I actually haven't done a whiskey sour.
No.
No, it's not listed.
Interesting.
I did a limoncello whiskey sour.
Oh, yeah.
But not a regular whiskey sour. Okay, anyway. What was I saying?
Well, you interrupted me.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, yeah, of course I did. But we will accept your recipes. Oh, what I was going to say is you're typically a clear liquor type of guy, but no tequila.
I don't do tequilas.
Yeah, either. But you'll do vodka, rum, you'll do gin, like some gins.
If it's not the main thing.
Yeah. And then I'm just balls out. Like, really? I will do anything.
No, you're like whiskeys, bourbon.
I will do anything.
Did you hear that, Beard?
shout out to Beard. I will do anything. Just
So tonight I'm drinking the Tropical Breeze, which is just vodka, Malibu rum, and Sprite. And you are drinking a whiskey sour.
No, I thought I had already. Sour. It wasn't Buffalo, though.
It wasn't bourbon. Buffalo. Yeah. That's true.
I thought I had already done a whiskey sour, and I thought I was being lame, but I'm not.
No, you're still being
lame. Look at me. But actually, this one I made, I was actually going to point out I thought I already did a whiskey sour, so I was going to point out the fact that it was a little bit different, because what I did with this one was I did half like a fake sugar, and then half a regular syrup.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. It's okay. But I prefer regular simple syrup, but the calories in it don't prefer me. So my drink is I prefer Buffalo Trace, but I got the Costco bourbon recently, and it's not bad.
Yeah. You said you couldn't really taste too much of a difference.
Yeah, I didn't taste too much of a difference. So it's the Costco one, actually. And then lemon juice. I do a kind of traditional lemon juice.
Yeah.
And then the simple syrup.
There you go.
But this time I did like half and half simple syrup. I did like half actual sugar simple syrup and half non, which is, I'm sure everybody listening is very enthralled with.
8 minutes in, and 6 minutes of that
and I've already put them to sleep.
You talking about the choice of simple syrup.
I know.
So anyways, our text number is 951-226-5261. You can shoot us a text there, and you can also call and leave a voicemail. If you shoot a text, there's a good chance I'll text you back. I will not call you back.
If you want to send us a cocktail recipe, though, text it. It'll be way easier than us trying to listen to the
decipher
voicemail over and over again.
But speaking of voicemail, so we did receive a voicemail the other day. Where is it? Oh,
it was somebody who just like hung up, right? They like said like something and then they
called and you heard like he kind of grunted or something. And then you heard him clear his throat like he was getting ready to say something. I don't know if he was confused by the beep, but he said belly and then hung up. It was just like belly, hung up. It was the weirdest thing. And I'm like, showed it to you. I'm trying to make sense of it. So if you're belly out there, call back and leave us the rest of the message.
Yeah.
Your phone number was...
You did get some good texts, though.
Yeah, I got more boobies.
You got more boobies with liquor, right? She took a picture with liquor. Yeah. covering all of her spots.
Some friends of ours, they were doing a throwback on, from our podcast where we were talking about our Crown Royal whiskeys, and they had just gotten a peach and a salted caramel, and they were holding, or she was holding them over some of her bits, but some of her bits were sneaking out. I saw some of her bits, and I liked her bits. So, thank you. Something else we like is those small, small, really small fireball things. So if you want to try
them. Very tiny. If you want to take another picture with very tiny.
Just with one of those, please.
The mini fireball.
But yes, that was our phone number. I'll read it out to you one more, guys. One more time. Just so. It's also in our show links. 951-226-5261. That's our Sweet Side of Life podcast for all you sweetums out there. And you can also reach us at The Sweet Life, The Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. So, got all that out of the way.
You know what I was thinking last night?
I'm sure it's fantastic.
It is. I was thinking I should do, because I know you said you wanted to do like a, like if you're new to the lifestyle type of podcast, like mm-hmm. to say like what to get, what to do, et cetera, et cetera.
That was an idea suggested by the vet couple.
Oh, yeah. So one of the couples had recommended that as a podcast, which we can do.
Shout out.
But I was thinking what might be better and like I could put on TikTok is... But I mean, I'm like, can I put... Okay, anyway, let me just tell you and then I can give you my
side thoughts. Please finish the thought.
Yeah. So, squirrel.
You can take your medications tonight.
Is... doing a TikTok but showing like our party bag.
Yes.
And like what we carry in it and what we have.
Well, you know what we could actually do? We could do a a simul kind of thing, because hold on. I got the
stop.
We have a we just got a new iPad that we're gonna utilize for our remote interviews, and I got like an iPad mount for our studio. Mm-hmm. So now what we can do is record a podcast mm-hmm. with that recording and then put them on both TikTok and, you know what I mean? So you'll get the audio and then you'll also see us going through the whole thing. So it'll be the same thing, just a video version and audio version shortened, obviously, for TikTok.
What?
Are you
you want to do a whole podcast and I don't understand.
Okay, let's break this down. I'm going to have an iPad here.
Yeah.
And we're going to be sitting here.
So in the podcast, we're going to just sit here and talk about items in our bag?
We're going to go through our bag and we're going to make it. Yes, it's going to be a video and audio.
You know what just went into my brain?
What?
It's not my bag, baby.
It's not my bag, baby. So when we release the TikTok, it'll just be the little 2 to 3 minute of the video of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously during that we can't, you know, say anything.
Yeah. So what I was, yeah, exactly. You can't. And then what I was wondering though, which this is my side thought, my squirrel thought, was can I even put like, can you put a vibrator on TikTok?
I don't think so.
What if I call it a massager?
Personal massager.
Yeah.
It's
actually on Amazon is advertised as personal massager, because I was looking for one when it broke and I was like vibrator, I was like searching and I'm like, I know we've purchased this
before.
I
will say this,
and then I finally was like, oh yeah, it was personal massager, and that's where we
found it's not
it.
Gonna be
and that's
dildo.
When I found I was looking for all the things and I couldn't.
I will say it. Out of all the
it doesn't look
Swinger
like
podcast TikToks I follow, I don't feel like I've ever seen a physical representation.
Vibrator.
Like
but it doesn't look like a dick.
It doesn't. So I don't know. We can play with it and
get banned. See. We can play with it.
Pun
intended.
Definitely can't do that. So, but yeah, we had definitely.
I'll
couple
massage
of ideas
your shoulders
there.
With it.
Okay. You know what? I think that'll be funny. It'll be worth getting banned. All right, let's do it. So anyways, so yes.
I'll give you a head massage with it.
Add some music in the background. Speaking of music. Okay. The Swing Nation podcast. If you haven't listened to it, they're like one of the OG ones. I definitely recommend it. Look it up, Swing Nation. Well, anyways, a couple of episodes ago, we talked about how I had a jingle that they used on the Tuesday Talks. And my jingle actually stayed their jingle for about 3 to 4 weeks. However, today, my AI. Jingle was replaced.
By AI.
And it was actually a pretty cool jingle, and it was like sounded like really well produced. And I was like, okay, I got some competition. And then they later revealed that it was AI. So
weak.
Yeah.
You actually recorded your guitar.
I did it all.
Your drums.
But you know what? It's driving me. I was already working on one version, but now I changed my mind. I'm going to do another one, and I'm going to try to beat the AI. So I have some ideas. I think I might be able to get back up on top there, but competition drives me. So, ladies
Did
and
you
gentlemen,
hear that, ladies?
It's it is on. So hopefully here in the next week or so, I should have another another Tuesday Talk jingle going. But anyways, let me see. What else did I want to discuss here? So it is December 3rd.
Yes.
What are we doing this
you
weekend?
Keep saying that. We're doing a date night.
We have a date night going on. Mm-hmm. That's right. Saturday night, we have a date night.
Could be vanilla. It could get crazy.
You never know. Sometimes the most vanilla date nights end up to be the crazy ones.
Yes.
I did originally have a gangbang on the calendar.
You did. Gangbang cream pie on the calendar. And I knew that wasn't true. So I deleted it.
Rude.
Sadly.
Wow. So you went from a gangbang to a gangbang cream pie.
Is there a difference? Oh, yeah, there is.
Huge difference. It's
dying.
Beginning to look a
Your
lot
face.
Like Christmas. Come shots all around. So yes, there's a big, quite a big difference.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got a date night, and then, but what else is going on Saturday that we are unfortunately not able to go to? But I'm gonna go ahead and plug them.
On the yes. Sambi.
Yeah, if you guys listened to our last podcast, we talked about we went to our first Sand B party in San Bernardino. Well, they are having another one on the 7th. So
if you're in the San Bernardino area.
Yeah, check it out on
they
Cassidy.
They had a really good setup, as we spoke about last time we were on. And
it's a stuff your stocking party, this one. Yeah.
How would you dress for that? If we were to go. How would you dress for that? You'd wear underwear and stuff it?
I didn't even think about it, but possibly. I think I would wear what I'm wearing to the other party we're going to.
What is stuff your stocking for a girl, though?
I don't know.
What would I do?
I think it's just a play on Christmas. I don't think it's an actual, like, stuff something. I think you're digging way too deep on this theme.
Because... I don't really have a lot of places to stuff.
No.
My tits are already big. My ass is big. And I really don't want to look like I have a dick. So I'm really confused by the theme.
I think you're overthinking the theme. Kind of like...
Did they put on their ideas?
No, I didn't even...
Just Christmas stuff?
Okay, you were taking this away... I literally
want to know.
Go look at the fucking event then. All I wanted to do was advertise the party for them a little bit. Beyond that, I know zero details. So if you guys are interested, check it out. The I think it's just the Sandbee community on Cassidy. If for some reason you can't find it, you can always shoot me a text and I can give you the direct link to it or message us or whatever. Speaking of Cassidy, on Cassidy, we also have a community there. If you search for The Sweet Side of Life, it'll take us to, or take you to our community and join up there as a member. And then you can, from that page, you can actually see what our Cassidy profile name is. And that is Top Secret. So if you guys want to find out what it is, you can actually just join that community and you should be able to figure it out at that point. So what else do we have coming up? We have date night.
And we have a private party next weekend.
Yes. What the 14th, right?
The 14th.
That is a LS party.
An LS
it's private party. It's a kinky party. Santa party. Mm-hmm. But that is a private invite only. So we're not going to give any details on that.
But if you are in the Southern California area and you are looking for a party that is not private.
Yes.
There are lots going on that night.
There's a shit ton that night.
One that we've previously gone to and you've previously done the music for, but aren't for this one because we're going to a different party, but is the Less Party.
DTF community.
So if you're...
It's always a fun party.
In the area.
And if you guys... we weren't at the last one either, but we heard that one got cray.
Turned into an orgy.
Something like that. So
yeah, everyone was too cold outside, so everyone came inside, and then
it just turned into an orgy. And everybody got so hot that they took their clothes off. So, I mean, it makes sense.
It's perfect.
So, yeah, that's also going on the 14th DTF community.
Swing Hearts, right?
Swing Hearts is having a party.
On the 14th. There's a lot of parties on the 14th. I think that was the day
most people... Bia Vita's having a party.
People picked.
There's another Vixen Playhouse.
Oh yeah, you just showed me their video, and I really feel like we need to figure out. I know it'll be like an overnight thing because it's not close to us, super close. It's driving distance, but not like Ubering distance. And as you all know, we don't drink and drive, so if it's not Ubering distance, we stay the night. Mm-hmm. So that one we would have to do that, but.
It's in the San Fernando Valley area, Los Angeles area. You showed me a
video, and they have a really cool setup. I would be really interested to go there. I don't know when we can make it because we have a lot going on coming up. But
I don't see that happening until...
March or April.
At best.
Yeah. I keep saying everything's going to happen in March. I just keep like, I keep saying like over like every party, I'm like, oh, we probably won't make it back until March. We probably won't make it back until March. But
then March, we're gone for 2 weeks.
I know. So that's like, what I'm saying. Like, I just keep saying that, but it's like wishful thinking because we kind of have like so much shit going on. But yeah, so we have that. So we have, so the 14th, if you need a party and you're in Southern California, like you could throw a dart and find a fucking party. Just,
there's a shit ton.
Yeah, there's a shit ton. And then of course Christmas and all the things are going on. I'm sure everybody's spending time with their families as we will be. And then New Year's hits and it's like, fuck family. I'm going to party again.
Exactly. Speaking of that, New Year's, what are we doing on New Year's?
So we are doing, which we've already talked about like a bazillion times, but
I wanted to bring it up for a special really reason.
Fun. We're doing plush parties New Year's weekend. So it's like 3 days.
Non-stop
fun.
Saturday, Sunday.
No, it's more like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yes.
So yeah, we're doing plush the whole weekend or a week, whatever, holiday we're time. There,
we're going up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, and then they're having a special pre-party Sunday night, and then we're there on Monday, which they're having a daytime party, and then another party. Pre-party.
And then Sunday, they have a daytime party.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday, they have a daytime party, and then the New Year's party.
Yeah, so it's going to be cray.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We are going to do our podcast from there.
Are we?
I'm going to bring the mixer. So what we did last time, we have a portable bar we like to take. And whenever we go to a hotel room, we always bring our bar.
Actually, I posted today on TikTok a video that showed our portable bar a little bit from when we were at Bia Vita. So it was like a throwback to the summer, but it showed you setting up our bar, essentially, at Bia Vita.
That's right. So we're going to have that up in the room, and then I'm also going to bring our podcast set up. So I figured if we talk to somebody that's interested and they want to, like, run up to the room, grab a drink, and then we can just do, like, a quick, you know, pa-pa-pa. Mm-hmm. And then, you remember?
Yeah, it's too loud in the main area to do
a podcast. Yeah, I was thinking about, like, taking, like, our travel mics and trying to do it, but it's... Maybe. It's very distracting.
It is.
I mean, we could probably...
It was super crowded, but maybe on the patio.
I'm thinking we could probably take like our travel mics and then just kind of walk around like, hey, are you guys ready for... Like that time, just a really quick hit, you know, not like an actual like interview. Like,
you have lots of thoughts and then we get drunk and then they don't happen.
I know. I'm a thought master. Yeah. So we could do that. And then I was talking to you. Remember the, I'm not going to say his name, but the guy that said, if you guys ever want to interview me about my poly dynamic they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So I actually wrote him back today and I said, hey, you know, I'd love to talk to you more about that. And I said, maybe we can do an interview in the room. And so that kind of got me thinking. I'm like, well, maybe I could bring this. So
they always do pre-parties. I don't think he said they're not going to do it this year though.
Yeah, that's right.
The pre-party to the pre-party, the pre-party to the party after the pre-party.
Party to the pre to the party to the pre. So we might be able to sneak off and do something with him and I almost said him and his mate, him and his partner. So yeah, that could be interesting. And then it just got me thinking. So if you guys are going to this party, shoot us a message, let us know, and we'll make sure that we meet up with you and maybe, you know, do an interview or something if you're interested enough.
Or if you want to. Most people in the lifestyle are pretty interesting.
And they also are normally pretty, I don't want to say secretive, but what's the word I'm looking for?
Discreet.
But if you aren't and you want to talk a little bit,
we don't ever say names though.
Yeah, we don't. Well, you've obviously heard us. You know.
Yeah.
We only mention names of people that say they want, or we have nicknames for them. And
they may sound like real names, but they're probably not.
No. So anyways, if you guys are going to that, definitely hit us up. I know of a couple of couples that are going. Starlet and Vic, the ones that got me that awesome.
They're going.
Beard and Butt are going.
Sam and Cole
are going.
Batman and Cat
are going. I'm just going to repeat everything. Your memory's better.
I know.
So yeah, some of our friends that we've already had some. Actually, we haven't had any of them on our podcast directly yet.
No. We've actually not had anybody on our podcast. We've talked. We had Sam
and Cole. We had
Sam on.
Yeah, and then we had we had Sam and Cole at the DTF party.
Yeah. We did Sam and Cole.
Sam was the Say Less
podcast. Yeah, that one where the girls went down on each other.
Yeah. Anyways, we're just rambling. So, yeah.
Well, that's what a podcast is.
If you guys are going to be there and you have any interest in meeting us, if we don't already know you and or if you want to be on the podcast, let us know and I can kind of have
like
an idea.
Are you going to post a whole thing about how to come and get a hug?
Of course.
That's your thing.
Of course. Yeah. So yeah, have we talked about that?
I don't think so.
So what I like to do anytime we're going party, close your ears if you've already heard this. earmuffs. So what I like to do on the party RSVP walls for like parties we're going to is I'll say like, if you see us and if you want to meet us, a catchphrase. So I'll say like, come up and wink while saying, you know, what's a stupid, dumb joke? Like, how's that cream pie treating you or something like this? It's just a random phrase. But it's meant to be an icebreaker.
Which it works.
It works a lot. I've actually had some people say it's the best. Like, I feel like I come up and like say something stupid and like immediately meet you and it's not awkward. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's awkward as fuck. Don't get me wrong. But it's always
fun. It's less awkward.
So it's really cool.
We're all just awkward. Yeah. You know what the most awkward part is? 99% of the time, I don't know what the catchphrase is.
Yeah, I don't always tell you.
I'm never on Cassidy and I don't go to the events. I go to the events, but I don't go to the event pages. I never look at any of that stuff. So 99% of the time, I don't know what the catchphrase is. So someone will just come up to me and be like, watermelon seeds. And I'm like, what? And then and then it'll dawn on me like, oh, this is probably the phrase that pays that I'm like hugs for this phrase or whatever.
So, yeah, I will definitely have probably a different phrase for every day.
Every day. Crazy.
So, yeah, let us know. Let's see. Was there anything else I want to talk about at New Year's Eve? I don't think so.
I don't know. But then after that, our January shot.
January shot. Is
family stuff. But then we're going to celebrate my birthday.
Yes, that's right. That's probably the next big thing, right?
Yeah, we might be able to get something in January, like,
yeah, I'm sure we're definitely gonna have some event, but yeah, nothing too crazy, because in February, actually over Valentine's Day weekend, February 14th through the 17th, we are going to
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
This is gonna be a minute. You wanna know what though? Hold on. Before we talk about Vegas.
You wanna know what though? Hold on. Like, you're the only one talking. Yes. You just stopped yourself. You don't wanna know what though? Hold
because
on.
Because we were talking about the Vixen place. What was it called?
Vixen Playhouse.
Vixen Playhouse, and I didn't get to finish my thought about that. And I just rethought about it.
Continue.
So I do want to visit that place because you showed me a video. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they had on YouTube or where it was.
It was on the internet.
It was a tour of their place. And a video tour, yeah. It looked like so well done. Amazing. So nice. Lighting was great. The setup looked great. They had rooms that like had windows where you could have like voyeurism, but then you could close the curtains and if you wanted it to be private. Like, it was very... I don't know, not transitional, but just like it could be anything for you. You know, they had like spinking rooms and
they had a great lounge with the DJ area.
Yeah, they had like a really cool, yeah, exactly. A really cool lounge looking area.
Professional, it looked like a professional lighting system.
Yeah, it looks really
stuff like that is what I'm interested in. Cause
yeah, do they were at Plush last year, right?
I believe they were. Yes, yes, they were. Yeah, we were hanging out with them at the Playboy party.
They're the couple. She was a nurse and he had the butt hanging out at the party we went to for Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so not
they
gonna...
must have staff then because they list parties every Friday and Saturday night, but I still see them at some stuff.
Yeah, I don't know 100% what it is. I don't know if it's a venue, if it's a personal residence that they've transformed. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Next time we see them, though. I want to talk to them more, cuz now that I've seen the setup, now I have questions.
Yeah.
Because they sent us a personal invite to the grand opening.
Mm-hmm.
But I had told them, like, thanks for the invite. We definitely want to visit. But that weekend didn't work for us, and they didn't want to move the weekend. So
rude of them.
Selfish. definitely got to make it out there at some point.
Yeah.
It's just, it looks really cool. It's a trek for us.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'd have to do an overnight. So, again, that's why I'm like, I keep saying March, but you're right. We do have, like, we're gone for, like, 2 weeks in March, too. So,
yeah.
Where hopefully we can meet up with Carlos, your Latin lover. I'm not going to say he's mine because he's definitely your Latin lover.
Yes,
and Autumn, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Autumn Sins. We're going to meet up with the Sins, hopefully, because
I don't think we will be able to, but I hope so.
If we will, it's going to be only because they made it happen.
Yeah.
Because basically what it is we are with my family. And then we sail out of Miami on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going the day before the cruise to Miami.
Yeah.
And it's like a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a random day.
It's a, I don't know the date yet.
Yeah, it is a Tuesday because the cruise goes out. Yeah, it's the cruise goes out on Wednesday.
So they keep saying, like, you know, we need to get the date from them, from us. And I'm like, yeah, as I'm listening to them say it.
You have the date.
I don't know what the
date is. It's the 26th of March.
26th of March.
Yeah, because we cruise out on the 27th.
Are you sure?
I'm quite sure.
Let me see.
I mean, you can look it up.
26th of March is a Wednesday.
Okay, so it's the 25th of March.
See, you didn't fucking know.
No, I think it is the 26th of March, though. We cruise out on a Thursday, maybe.
It says right here, Wednesday, 311 cruise, baby. So I would have to, anyways, it's either the 25th or the 26th, which is a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So it's the 25th.
25th Tuesday
yeah.
of March.
Yeah.
And we're basically going to be in Miami from probably midday through the night. We're going to be staying at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're basically getting to Miami so we can be ready for the cruise. So if you guys, Carlos, my Latin lover, and I like burped when I said that, and Autumn sins are able to make it on that day, I mean, it would be insane if you can, because they're like up near Orlando, and it's like a 5-hour drive.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously. Seriously.
Seriously?
From what I understand, there's like a train or something that can like get you there in a couple hours. But again, if you guys are able to make it happen, fantastic.
But that's a lot. What about from where we're going to be with family? Is it, it's closer, right? 2 hours?
We're even further.
Orlando?
You know, actually, let me see. Orlando to...
Because maybe just one night
that's about 3 hours, I think, from Orlando to Fort Myers.
Maybe, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're like getting our like travel plans on well, air.
Shoot. You know, if March in Florida. You know, maybe, hey, maybe we go to Secrets on the 22nd.
Where's that?
Orlando.
Oh, we could
Kiss Me. But it's like right by Orlando.
We just meet them.
And that's really close to them.
Oh, there we go.
And that's, but... Let's see, Florida weather in March. I wonder if Secrets is going to be... Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So anyways, yeah, like I have a friend in Orlando I need to go visit for one night only.
I need to visit my Latin lover.
My Latin lover.
Anyway. Okay,
we digress.
We have digressed. Like a motherfucker. Like a motherfucker. Okay, so... Vixen's Playhouse.
Yes.
Do they have a Cassidy?
I'm going to go on.
Do they have a page or group or?
A community. I'm pretty sure we actually just joined the community. Give me 1 second. I was not ready for this.
Come you put on, me on the spot. Come on. They had like cube lighting chairs.
Yeah. So if you look, go up on your community. Actually, you can go to www.vixenclub.com. That'll take you to a website, which I'm assuming has links and all that stuff. But the community is Vixen Playhouse on Cassidy. So if you go in communities and look that up, and I wonder if she's ever there.
I don't know.
So yeah, check it out. It's it looks like a dope place, and we know the people running it, and those are dope people. They're always fun. So
yeah, super fun people.
I have no doubt it's going to be a blast.
Yeah. So we will make it out there. Just don't know when.
Yes.
But in February, what we were going to talk about was we're going to for Valentine's Day weekend. And it's also President's Day weekend, so a lot of people have multiple days off, which is why it worked out perfectly. And it's the weekend after Super Bowl, so it's not the super expensive weekend.
Yes. It checks a lot of boxes.
We're doing Vegas. And we haven't done Vegas for my birthday in a long time, I feel like. We go for your birthday. But my birthday being that it's in January, again, we're celebrating February, but it's in January, is not ideal Vegas time because you can't do pool shit. Mm-hmm. However, I was on TikTok or whatever I was on. And of course, if you just say the word Vegas, your phone picks it up and all of a sudden I'm getting all this Vegas shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So Marquee has a dome pool club. So basically they do pool shit all year long. And I don't know. I was literally telling you this today. I don't know why they're the only ones in Vegas that did this. Vegas builds the most extraordinary, outlandish. I mean, they have the fucking Eiffel Tower there.
They have the
sphere. But why is there only one place that thought, hey, maybe I should put a freaking dome over my pool so we can use it all year round?
You're getting very upset.
It's just insane to me. And why did I not think of it?
You're turning red. You're getting really upset.
It's just weird. Because I was telling you earlier, I'm like, these places have these pools that sit vacant.
Yes.
After the late part of October until May.
Yep.
That is wild.
Yes.
Yet Marquis thought, hey.
They figured it out.
If I put a freaking dome over it.
It's kind of like the Great Wolf Lodge for adults.
Yeah. Then I can do it all year long because I control the temperature inside. Mind blown. So anyway, I think we're going to do that one day because I was just like, what the heck?
There's a lot.
And because it's winter, they're doing like all these specials. Like I looked it up and it was like, for like VIP access, it was $100 a person. However, you got $100 credit for booze and like drinks and food. And I'm like, well, then it's free because I definitely am spending. We definitely spend $100 in a day.
Well, let's hope that there's other people that are as excited about this. I know,
so we're not like the only ones there.
Yeah, we're like, woohoo, we got a pool to
now. I'm promoting it.
Yeah,
that weekend.
All right, everybody.
I mean, they do DJs and stuff, so I would imagine there's more than just us that would know about
it. I mean, it's Vegas. There's
and I want to know how long was the dome there.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm on a lot of TikToks for Vegas. And this is the first time I've seen it.
I don't know. It's probably been around for like 13 years.
Maybe. I know Marquis has been around, but I don't know. Maybe they just added the dome.
Uh-huh.
But it's genius.
So we have a whole bunch of things we can do out there. This, we're talking about doing this on Sunday.
We have to check in with Whispers because, and we'll probably do a party there because they want us to come back in the summer and do our podcast.
Yeah, they hit us up a couple months ago and said, would you be interested in doing a live podcast from the pool? And I said, of course. They said they have mics set up and we just basically hook up with a DJ and just kind of do like a live deal. So that'd be fun. So I told her, like, I definitely want to do it. I'll come check it out like in the off season. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like that. So I haven't hit her back yet because I wasn't all sure about it. But
So we'll probably do a Whispers. I really want to check out Playhouse LV.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, we're only going to be there for 4 days.
Well, Playhouse and Flirts.
Yeah.
They're both same owners. Well, Flirts,
I don't think, does anything during the summer or the winter because it's a pool.
I don't think it's just a pool.
Do they do a club at night?
I think I still get stuff all about it. I mean,
maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
You would know better than I do.
You are right.
I thought it was just a pool. But maybe they just do pool parties, but they do clubs, a club at night too.
Yeah, they're still doing clubs. Events this weekend. And yeah.
So maybe, yawned. So maybe Flirts, because they're the ones that you can do the liquor.
Yeah. Playhouse is the one where you, I don't know exactly their setup, but yeah. Flirts is the one, it's BYOB.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a lot of things to do, and then of course we have my favorite strip club to hit in Vegas.
It's not your birthday, friend.
It's always my birthday in Vegas.
It's my birthday.
So yeah, and then we got March.
You'll have to hit up your stripper another day.
I don't know how much time she has left.
That's true.
But anyway, so it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun.
Your face.
Before we close this out, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
I would like to say that I had every intention of talking about our beard and butt exhibition like a month and a half ago,
beard,
but you did not want to talk about it.
Beard and butt and the dink couple.
Yes.
That sounds bad, but
Mr. and Mrs. Dink.
The Dinkies. We will get there.
But you lamed out on me.
I said tonight is not the night.
Uh-huh.
I have to be primed.
What's going to happen though is that we're going to go to this party in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and our podcast is going to be in again in 2 weeks, and then we're going to just talk about the Christmas party, and we're again. So it's going to be basically next pool season before you discuss.
It'll happen the situation. If it's supposed to happen.
I hate you.
You don't mean that.
I don't mean it, but.
So
if you feel like this podcast was lame, you can blame Mr. Sweets for that because I wanted to talk about.
All right. So from this point on, we are going to try.
Do you want to ask me again if there's anything I want to say?
So from this point on, we're going to try to get back into our bi-weekly schedule, you know, because we don't have any holidays coming up or anything. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime.
Yeah, this season is kind of like wild, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right. Close it out, baby.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Sometimes.
If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.